Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Thursday, March 31st. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can follow me at Doug_Reed34 on Twitter. Any comments, thoughts, feedback, things you'd like to see or hear, please send me a DM. Happy to chat with you there. Also, please do go to whatever podcast provider you use, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and rate and review the show. Love to get some feedback. And any ratings you give, ideally a 5-star, would help the show rise up the ranks and get exposure to a few new people, which is always good. Before we get started, I want to highlight a couple of Twitter accounts here at Sports Ethos that I recommend you check out. If you're a fantasy basketball player, if you're in the playoffs, or even a basketball wagering fan, you listen to this show, I recommend you check out our Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball. It is the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. Get all your NBA news in one handy feed. It's faster than a competition, provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK. Constant tweets throughout the day, players in and out of the lineup, starting lineups in almost every game. Great handy resource to have. And if you're a baseball fan, and particularly a fantasy baseball fan, check out our new Twitter account at Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. You'll be getting the same thing there. You'll be getting daily updates, players that are in, players that are out, lineup moves, that kind of thing. So great quick updates on Twitter, which I think is a fantastic way, especially if you're wagering on some of these games, to get those last minute updates. And if you haven't already checked out our partners at Thrive Fantasy, I recommend you go to thrivefantasy.com. When you're there, use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Basically, at Thrive, you pick the player props and the biggest names playing every night. You score points when those props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize at the end of the night. If you're looking for prop information, you can get some here on this show, but obviously where our experts at Ethos are, our DFS team. So you can check out our DFS team on our site, our sportsethos.com site, if you're a member there. And if not, you can check out the podcast that we post regularly. And if you are not a member, or even if you are, I highly recommend you check us out at sportsethos.com and get one of our packages. And when you do, you can get in our Discord. And our Discord's a fantastic kind of a group chat or individual channel. So if you just want to talk NBA or you just want to talk NHL, you can go in there. I jump in and out of a lot of those rooms, as do the rest of our guys in our wagering team, our DFS team. You can get constant updates, thoughts. Throw out your questions. We're happy to answer them, have a discussion while the game's going on, maybe an in-game line you like. Talk to people in there about that. So our Discord is a great, great resource if you're a member at Sports Ethos. And if you're not, highly recommend you check out, again, sportsethos.com and some of our packages there. So a quick recap of last night and some of the plays I had. In the NBA, I was 4-1, so up 1.9 units. I had the Mavs -2 at Cleveland. They pulled out that win. I had Washington at home. They were -3 against Orlando. They covered that. Houston +3 at home against Sacramento, and they lost by 3. So that was a push. And Memphis. No, sorry. I won on that one. What am I talking about? That was a push. I'm sorry. Memphis was. I had the team total over 119.5, and I did not hit on that one. And then I had the Raptors -2.5. Against Minnesota, and they covered that easy. So I was 3-1-1. And in the NHL, I had four plays. I had the Rangers -135 against Detroit. They won. I also had the total of over 6.5 goals in that, which hit. And then I had two props. I missed them both. I had Philip Deneau on LA over 2.5 shots, and Ryan Nugent Hopkins in that same game for the Oilers over 2.5 shots, and neither of those hit. So I was 2-2, but 0 units there. So overall, not a bad day, up 0.9 units. And I was, I have to correct this here. I was 5-3-1. So happy with that result. Nothing great, but I'm in the black, so quite content there. Now we move on to the NBA board for tonight. 5 games in the association. A few I like. First off is Philly at Detroit. Philly comes in -9.5, total 223.5. This number is played pretty static. When I look at the injury report, nothing really jumps out. Corey Joseph, questionable. And for Philly, everybody is healthy. I was looking at Detroit. If I had to lean here, I would lean Detroit. They're obviously better at home. And Philly hasn't been playing great lately. But Philly has played some good teams, had some decent results. The record hasn't been fantastic lately, but they've played some tough teams. So, and Detroit is just awful. I don't know what to make of these guys, especially at home. Especially on the road. At home, a little better. So I would lean Detroit, but don't want to touch this game. Philly could walk in there and beat them by 20. The next game of the night I am on, Milwaukee travels to Brooklyn. Brooklyn is 2-point favorite. And this line opened right around 2, and it stayed at 2. Total 243.5. Obviously, Kyrie is now available to play at home, so they'll be at full strength. And when I look at the injury report, Joe Harris is still out for Brooklyn. And Giannis is probable, but by all accounts, he's playing. Other than that, everybody's healthy on both teams. So this should be a great game. And I am actually on the Bucks. I was looking at the money line at +110, but I'm going to just take the 2 points. I'm on the Bucks +2 on the road in Brooklyn. The next game sees Cleveland travel to Atlanta. Atlanta's on the second half of back-to-back. They're on the road last night, and they're at home tonight. Pardon me. Yes, Atlanta is on the second half. Atlanta is 6-point favorite, total 229.5. This line opened up about 5.5, so it's moved up a little to -6. And the total was 225.5, so it's up, moved 4 points up. I'm not on this game. If I had to lean one way, I might lean to Atlanta. I just think they're laying too many. If they were laying in the 3 or 4, my model's got this about, they should be laying about 4 points. So if they're closer to 4, 3.5, I'd be on it, but it's not, and it's not going to drop that far. So this is stay away from me. Next game of the night sees the Clippers with Paul George back in the fold, traveling to Chicago. This line opened the Bulls -3. It's moved to the Bulls -2, total 221.5. That stayed fairly static. I'm actually on the Bulls here. I think the market is chasing Paul George, and obviously the Clippers are a much better team. But Chicago, they've been kind of going sideways lately. They're 4-6 in their last 10, but they are 26-10 at home. A lot tougher team in the last few years at home. They have, when I look at their, when I look at the injury report, Lonzo Ball obviously is still out, but other than that, they're fairly healthy. Zach LaVine is probable. If Zach LaVine doesn't go, this is stay away from me. But if he does go, I'm going to be on the Bulls -2 in this game. For the Clippers, Batum is questionable. Obviously, Kawhi's out. Norm Powell's out, obviously. And Marcus Morris is questionable. But the big news is Paul George is back. But I still like Chicago at home. And LA on the road this year is 16-23. So not very good. But they're a much different team with Paul George in the lineup. But I'm still on the Bulls. Last game of the night is in Utah, where the Jazz host the Lakers. This line opened up -13 for the Jazz. Has moved to -13.5. The total is 224.5. Up to 227.5. And I just can't touch this game. When I look at the injury report, this is what it comes down to. LeBron is out and AD is questionable, but I'm going to assume he's out as well by all accounts. It sounds like he's going to be out. Bogdanovich is questionable for Utah, but other than that, they are fairly healthy. If I had to lean, I would lean the Lakers, but this is the games we have this time of the year. Some teams, the Lakers aren't obviously in tank mode, but without their big stars, they are a totally different team. You know, can Russell Westbrook keep them in this game? I don't think so. But laying 13.5 points is a few too many with the Jazz. So I'm off that game. So only on 2 games. One, Milwaukee is +2 at Brooklyn. And the second game, I'm taking the Bulls at home -2 against the Clippers. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll hit the ice. And I've got a different strategy, bit of a fun strategy for tonight, but we'll get to that in a second.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. In the NHL tonight, there are 9 games. None of the games I like straight up. There's some good games for sure, but none of them I like really straight up. The line's just a little too big in most of the games that I like. So instead, what I'm going to do a little different, I'm going to do a bunch of in-game parlays. So I'm going to take one team and then the total on the goals as well. Not a strategy I highly recommend, but in a night where there's nothing that I'm really on directly, just have a little fun. You know, if you're on any of these games, maybe put a half unit on them and have a little fun watching the games. So we start off with Chicago Blackhawks traveling to Florida. You can get the Blackhawks at plus 275, Florida minus 350 in the money line. I like the Panthers here. I like them a lot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, and the total is 7, which is a huge number in the NHL. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Florida minus 350, and I'm going to take the under 7. When you parlay those together, you get a plus 140. These teams have played once, February 20th, so not too long ago, and Florida won 5-2. Florida's been playing well. Florida's a very tough team at home, and I could see them getting 4 or 5 goals again. The question is, can the Blackhawks score? And they've been struggling lately. So I'm on the Panthers at minus 350, plus the under of 7 goals for a parlay of plus 140. Next game of the night is Columbus at the Islanders. Columbus is plus 170. You can get the Islanders minus 200. Total here is 6. I'm not on this game at all. I like the Islanders. If it was in the plus 150, plus 160 range, maybe at plus 200, that's just too expensive. The total, you can get under 6 goals at plus 105. I would actually look to that because I think there's some value getting that plus money, but I'm not on this game. The next game of the night sees the Montreal Canadiens travel to Carolina. Montreal, you can get on the money line at plus 350. The Hurricanes at minus 450 at home. The goal total in this game is 6. And I'm actually going to parlay the Hurricanes at minus 450 and the total of under 6 for a plus 138 parlay. And the reason being is Carolina is a very good team at home, 24-5-4 at home. These teams have played twice this year. Carolina's won both 4-1 and 4-0. When you look at their special teams, Carolina has the 6th best power play in the league. The Habs have the 28th worst penalty killing in the league. On the flip side of that, the Habs power play is tied for 30th in the league, while Carolina's is number 1. They have the number 1 penalty killing. So I don't see the Habs generating a ton of offense here. I do see Carolina continuing to play well. Is this a 4-1 game, 3-1 game, that kind of thing? Now, the last 2 games, a total of 5 and total of 4, so I'm happy to stick with that trend and take the under. So Carolina minus 450 and the total under 6 for a 138 parlay. Next game, we see the New Jersey Devils travel to Boston. You can get the Devils plus 215 in the money line and the Bruins minus 260. The total is 6.5. And I'm actually going to be on Boston at minus 260 and the under of 6.5 for a parlay of plus 158. A little more risky here. But the reason being is in their last 18 games, the Bruins are 14-3-1. And as I've said a number of times in the show, since the calendar turned to 2020, the Bruins have really woken up and started to play much better. Versus Jersey, Boston is 4-0-1 in their last 5 as well. And then again, when you look at the special teams, Boston's power play is 8th versus Jersey's penalty killing is 10th. So not a huge advantage there. And then on the flip side of that, Jersey doesn't have much of a power play. They're 26, and Boston has a good penalty killing unit at number 9. So I think goals will be at a premium. When these two teams play, they traditionally play fairly low-scoring games, I found. So happy to take Boston. I think they're better straight up. I think they're much better at home. So take them in the minus 260 money line and take the under of 6.5 for a 158 parlay. The next game, we head north to see the Jets. Winnipeg Jets travel to Toronto to play the Leafs. The Jets played yesterday against Buffalo, and they won 3-2 in Buffalo. The Jets are plus 215 in the money line, and the Leafs are minus 260. The total is 6.5. You can get under 6.5 at plus 110, or you can get over at minus 130. I think there'll be goals aplenty. For the Leafs, you get basically their third-string goalie in Erik Karlgren. Jack Campbell is expected back Saturday, but he was struggling, and Peter Mrazek has really struggled, is out 6 weeks. So you're getting not exactly their A-list goaltending tonight. And then for Winnipeg, you get Connor Hellebuyck, who is played well lately. The last 4 or 5 games, he's played much better, but he hasn't had a great season. So I'm thinking there should be some goals. The Leafs offense has been flying lately. So I'm going to take the Leafs at minus 260 in the money line and over 6.5 goals. And that gives me a plus 158 parlay. So these guys played once December 5th. Winnipeg won 6-3. And the reason I like the goals over this number, and you can see it's juiced down to minus 130. So they're trying to get you to take the under at plus 110, under 6.5. But I'm not going to touch that. And the reason being, I think, is again, the special teams. The Leafs have the best power play in the league. And Winnipeg has the 25th worst penalty killing unit. Flip that around. Winnipeg has a decent kind of mid-pack, tied for 14th power play, but the Leafs have the fourth best penalty killing unit, and they've been doing a good job in that lately. So I think the Leafs win. I think they can score 3 or 4 goals. If Winnipeg can keep pace, then we're getting to our 6 to 7 in total, so I'm leaning on the over in this game. Next game, which is actually going to be a very good game, and I was looking at this one for a straight side, but I didn't take it. Pittsburgh travels to Minnesota. You can get the Pens at plus 110 on the money line. Minnesota minus 130, total 6.5 for goals. I think there's some value in Pittsburgh here at plus 110. They've been playing well. Crosby and Malkin are absolutely on fire. It's funny, they don't get the recognition anymore they deserve because I think people just assume that's what they're going to do. Everybody's talking about McDavid, McKinnon, all the other young stars who are playing great as well. But in Pittsburgh, these two guys just continue to truck along. Malkin's back from injury, and they've been playing fantastic hockey. I know they're on the road. Minnesota's tough at home. That's why I'm a little hesitant. But I think there's some value in Pittsburgh at plus 110 in that game. Next game of the night sees the Kings travel to Calgary. You can get LA at plus 260. You can get the Flames at minus 320. The total here is 6 goals. You can get under 6 at plus 105. Or over at minus 125. And I'm not on this game at all. I like Calgary here. I was debating continuing this fun little parlay trend, but I still don't know the goal total, where it's going to go. I think Calgary wins. LA can be a good defensive team, but they've been scoring some goals lately. So if anything, I lean to the over, but it's at minus 125. So it's a stay away this game. The next game sees San Jose travel to Colorado. San Jose on the money line is plus 275. You can get the Avs at home minus 350. Total here for goals is 6. And I'm actually on this game, another parlay, taking Colorado minus 350, and I'm taking the under 6 goals, which is actually juiced to plus 105. Nathan McKinnon is back, so that's great news for Colorado. And these guys have played twice this year. These teams have played twice this year. Colorado won 6-2 and 5-3, so a total of 8 goals in both those games. And I think that trend doesn't continue. You know, I think they played each other a couple times. They'll try to adjust. San Jose knows they will not be able to go toe-to-toe if it gets into a shootout with the Sharks. And Colorado has really ratcheted down their defensive play, like tightened things up, I mean. They've allowed only 17 goals against in their last 9 games. That's a 1.89 goals against average, which is fantastic. For the offense, when you have their offense, if you can play that kind of defense, that is a team that is looking... No one's unstoppable, but they're looking as hot as anybody right now to me in the league. San Jose also played last night, so they're in the back-to-back 2 nights on the road. They played at Arizona and lost 5-2. I mean, that was an awful loss. So I think they're going to come in, try and slow things down, try and play a tight game. Whether it works or not, I'm not sure. But I'm going to take the Avs minus 350 and the under 6 for a total of for a parlay of plus 163. Last game of the night sees Dallas travel to Anaheim. Dallas comes in minus 180 in the money line. The Ducks plus 160. Total here is over 5.5 goals. Lowest total for goals on the night. I like Dallas. Anaheim has just been in a free fall. I was going to take Dallas and the over, but because Anaheim's been in a free fall. But on the road, Dallas isn't quite as strong as at home. So I think Dallas wins. Minus 180 is too much to take straight. And the 5.5 goal total is... bit of a conundrum for me. I don't know which way to go on that one. So I think that's 5 moneyline parlays, moneyline and goal parlays, which is something I don't do often. But again, just have a little fun with it on a night where there's a lot of good games, but not really sure anyone I want to play on the money line. So I figured I'd just add a little juice and get some plus money. And if a few of these hit, then I'll be a happy man. So hope everybody's had a good day. And before I go, though, I do want to quickly remind you of a couple of partners here at Sports Ethos. One is Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, for 20% off your purchase and free shipping. And also our buddies at mybookie.ag. If you don't have a second or third source for numbers every night, I strongly recommend you do. I've always said that in this show. You can go to mybookie.ag and use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up on the third page to unlock deposit match bonuses there. So hope everybody enjoyed the breakdown of the NBA. Five games on the hardwood. We've got a couple plays there. And a little bit of fun with some parlays on the ice tonight. Good luck in all your bets. Enjoy the night of sports. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.